Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, the first show is for you, those of you who work so hard for your money, but you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 plus years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless the lives of others. Thank you for tuning in, sharing, binging, and doing everything you can, subscribing on YouTube. Appreciate that so much. In fact, if you haven't done so already, go to our Money Ripples page, subscribe. We got videos coming out every single day, teaching something new, whether they're short videos or even our podcasts. Lots of great information just for you. So be sure to check that out now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right. So it's funny. I love to listen to your questions, right? Thank you so much for submitting these questions, whether you do it through our website, whether you do it through when we do like live events, like we just did a Facebook Live a few weeks back for our Money Ripplers Facebook page. Thank you so much for you guys tuning in, because those questions are huge. And a question I got a couple times within the same week, people were saying, Chris, do I need infinite banking to be able to make these work with investing? Some of you said, hey, I don't know if I can make this work because I don't know if I can get an infinite banking policy. Here's the truth. I'm going to give you the short answer to this, and then we'll go longer. You don't need infinite banking to become financially free. In fact, many of our clients have actually become financially free before they did infinite banking. Now, do they work hand in hand? Yes, they're awesome. But do not think for one minute that the key to financial freedom is infinite banking, which is, for those of you who don't know, using whole life insurance as a way to create the supercharged tax-free savings account. That is not the tool. If there's anybody out there telling you that that is the way to become financially free, it's BS. It's bull. It's not true. Completely wrong, okay? They're just selling you something, if that's the case. Now, I'm not denying it's a great tool, but it's one vehicle that has to work with many vehicles to really create financial freedom. How do I know? Because I'm actually there. How do I know? Because we've got clients doing the same thing, okay? Most of these people are selling you insurance policies are not financially free. In fact, I would say probably about all of them are not in the place where they could just stop working if all of a sudden they stop getting paid from these life insurance policies, okay? Coming from an investor perspective like mine, you do not need it, but it is an amazing way to enhance your returns, okay? Let me tell you why. Because, and we got many clients, we have some clients that are either in their 70s and maybe it's just not a good option for them right now. Maybe their health is horrible, or maybe they just don't want to do it yet. Okay. Many people won't do the actual infinite banking part, but they will actually go and invest their money, create passive income returns from these alternate investments, whether they're in real estate, and that's various forms of real estate, whether it's rental real estate, like single family or multifamily homes, could be apartment buildings, could be self-storage, could be land, could be oil and gas type of mineral rights type of investing there. It could be in businesses, could be in franchises. There's a myriad of ways to create passive income so that you work because you want to, not because you have to. Not once did I say that's infinite banking, did I? No, infinite banking does not generate passive income. What it does do is allows you to store and collect the money from those passive investments to then use to create multiple returns at the same time. So for example, say that you've got $50,000, right? You can invest that $50,000 into a real estate property and boom, done. Maybe you're making $400, $500 a month on that real estate property, right? Now, you could just use your savings account, but when you use your savings account, the money leaves and then it's gone. You no longer make money on that savings account, right? It's all just in the life, in the real estate property. That's perfect. But when we use the life insurance policy, where we use that as a savings, and say you have $50,000 in there, you then get a line of credit against it, whether it's through the insurance company or the bank. You get a line of credit against it that's usually, in most cases, in most markets, lower than what they're paying you. So say, for example, you're getting paid 6% on your life insurance, but they charge you 4% for the loan. You make 2%, right? Because you're paying 4 while they're paying you 6. You made a 2% spread on your money. And then you go and invest in real estate. Say that that real estate's paying you 10% a year, right? Or to make it easy, we already said, say 400, 500 bucks a month. But now that 50,000 is earning you an extra 2% a year. That's $1,000 a year. Now you went from making 5 or 6 grand a year to making 6 or 7 grand a year just because you use your life insurance instead of just using your cash from your checking or savings account. That's the difference. Okay. Now I'm going to share my screen here. I'm going to show you just kind of the basic flow of how it works to make it work, where you can get a much higher return than even just maybe $1,000 or so when you do this. All right. So as you see here, I call it supercharged savings, right? We're using whole life insurance, not index universal life, whole life. It doesn't work the same way with that kind of policy. Whole life insurance that we create high cash value. We want to make sure that this policy has lower costs so you can have higher returns. Now, most people just go and they take money, put into an investment, create cash flow, and then that cash flow goes back to their checking or their savings account. And you start to build that up over time as you get paid that cash flow to then reinvest again. So using that same example, say it's $50,000, right? You take that money and you invest it into that real estate deal. You're getting paid $400 or $500 a month. It goes back to your checking or savings account. Well, you got to build that up over time before you have enough money to do your next investment deal. So you're building it up. Here, we're doing the exact same strategy, but instead of using your checking or savings account, which pays you 0.0%, and then if it does pay you anything, you get taxed on that 0.0%. Instead, we use a life insurance, which is tax-free, paying you much higher returns. And so what you do is you have your cash inside your life insurance policy. You get a line of credit against it. You are actually getting a loan, but this loan does not require monthly payments. You can pay it back however, whenever you want. If never, the deadline for paying back in the life insurance loan is your death. It's your death. That's where they'll take the money and they'll just pay it out of the death and then pay the rest to your heirs or your family tax-free. Okay. So there is no major requirement here. It's not like it's on your credit. This is totally off the books, a private loan with the insurance company or with specialized banks. Now, you take this money, instead of taking the cash flow, putting it into your checking savings, you're taking the cash flow, putting it to pay down that line of credit. Now, you don't have to pay off the line of credit. You can still use up that line of credit all you want. You can actually leverage anywhere from 95 to 100% of the cash that's in there. So think of it. It's like getting equity in your house, and it's a standing home equity line of credit. The bank says, listen, you can get to it whenever you want, 95 to 100%. If the house appreciates, hey, we'll give you a line of credit to increase as well. So it follows the value of that. Same kind of concept, but again, you're not locked in having to make monthly payments. Unless you're at 100%, then yes, the banks will say, pay us interest only to keep it from going over 100%. But the nice thing that banks, the reason why they're willing to do it, why if you get 95% loans, the reason they're willing to do it is because they know the interest you're being charged won't be nearly as much as how much it grows by, especially when they're designed the right way, which is what we do here at Money Ripples. All right, so that's how you're using it. You're just taking the cash flow from the investment, putting back towards this line of credit, paying the balance down, then run it back up and use it again. And so you're constantly flowing the money back and forth, in and out, just like you would normally, but you pick up more along the way. As I mentioned, it's tax-free. It's also protected from creditors and lawsuits in most states. So in most states, 100% protected. You can have millions in here. Even if somebody wins a lawsuit against you, they can't get this money. They can get to almost any other asset that you have, but this they cannot get to. Guaranteed growth, at least a 4 to 5% average growth. Many of the guarantees might be 3 or 4%, but companies we use have been paying dividends above their minimum for at least 100 years straight. Many of them are at least 150 years straight in a row. That's through depressions and everything. There's no stupid limits and penalties like what you get with Roth IRAs or IRAs or 401ks. You don't get slapped with penalties or anything like that. There's no extra costs or fees for borrowing your money other than just paying interest. I already mentioned bank leverage, and you have access to cash now. So I want to give you an example. Here's a real estate property. Say it's a $250,000 down payment on this apartment building. I know that's a lot of cash, but I'm using this for those of you that might be thinking even bigger. Say the cash flow is only $2,500 a month, right? That's about 1% a month or 12% a year cash on cash return. That's good. That's really good for a property. Now, if you just use your savings account after 9 years, right, you're getting this $2,500 a month or $30,000 a year. 9 years, you put $270,000 into your savings account. And guess what the total interest was after paying taxes? $1,200. You made a whopping $1,200 earning your 0.1% on a savings account. If you're earning even 0.1%, $1,200. Nothing too exciting, is it? versus if I use the life insurance instead, doing the same strategy, and I actually use real numbers, my own real numbers, in fact, here's what happens. After 9 years, you have $126,000 of profit. I actually increased the line of credit. I only made about a 1% spread on the line of credit. So despite having a 1% spread, guess what? Still come out with $126,000 profit. I want to ask you a hard question. Would you rather make $1,200 in interest over 9 years or $126,000 or about 100 times more? Kind of a no-brainer, right? That's what we're talking about here. So this is my point, all right? It's an amazing tool, an amazing vehicle to use, but it's not required. You do not need to have an infinite banking policy to become financially free. We can do that regardless. And we've had clients do that. Majority of our clients, though, they actually use this in coordination. You've probably heard that in some of our interviews with people. I never ask them to give feedback to say, hey, tell us about infinite banking. Most of them just volunteer it because they think it's awesome, because they know once they understand it and use it, they're like, this is a no-brainer. Why not use it? So that's why. But is the key to financial freedom infinite banking? No, not at all. You can never make enough money in the infinite banking policies to truly become financially free. It just, the numbers don't work out. You don't make enough money. The only way to do that is for you to be able to take that money and do and invest in things that are different, whether it's your business, whether it's alternative investments or both, right? You need to be able to invest in alternative type of investments that give you double digit returns. There is the key to freedom. But if you want to accelerate it even a little bit more, just give it a little bit extra juice to it, add infinite banking, and you get those two hand in hand working together, that 1-2 punch, and you're unstoppable. So again, I appreciate the questions because I didn't know that I wasn't explaining this right and correctly. So as always, if you have questions, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Ask us whatever it is, whether it's about passive investing, how to create more passive income so you can become financially free, or whether it's about infinite banking, reach out to us. We'd love to be able to serve you any way possible. Go and make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.